Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Vav. We left off Mem Hey Amud Beis, probably about three quarters of the way down the Amud. The first word on the line that we are going to pick up with is Armumis. We're going to pick up with the third word on the line, Iboilu. So first of all, today's year is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for his continued sponsorship and support of the shul. Today's daf is going to focus essentially on a single sugya. And that sugya is the status of a katan in what the Gemara calls toch zman. What's toch zman? Toch zman is, let's say, for a boy, the 13th year, or which is what we would call 12 years old, or for a girl, the 12th year, which is what we would call 11 years old. So in other words, we know that a katan becomes a gadol when the katan reaches the age of bar or bas mitzvah, depending on whether the kid is a boy or a girl. We saw yesterday the halacha of legabe nedarim, that by nedarim, there's an interesting concept that even though ordinarily certain actions aren't effective until the child reaches the age of majority, reaches the age of a gadol, or a gadol as the case may be, by nedarim, there's a concept of mufla samach leish, and so long as the child is aware of what they're doing, we're going to be bodek the nedarim within a year of the bar or bas mitzvah, and therefore, if the child passes the test and understands and evidences an understanding that they know what they are saying, they know what they're intending to do, then the neder is going to be valid. So the Gemara now is going to segue into a discussion of what exactly is the halachic status of a child during that last year before bar or bas mitzvah, and the Gemara is going to then springboard into a discussion of what happens if a child brings simanim, in other words, shtei saros, before the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, whether we would consider those shtei saros a sign that the child has become a gadol, or whether we're going to attribute the shtei saros to something else. And again, we're going to talk about what the halachic ramification of that may be, and which case or cases might that actually be significant. So again, we left off at Iboilu. It's Mem Hei Amud Beis, about three quarters of the way down. First word on the line is Armumis, and we're going to pick up with that third word on the line. So Iboilu, so the Gemara asks a question. Toch zman, so within the 13th year, in other words, after a child, let's say after a boy is 12 years old, kelefnei zman o kelachar zman. So is it like the child is younger than 12? Is it like before bar mitzvah, or is it like after bar mitzvah? So says the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the halachic nafkamina over here? Ilan Adarim, if the nafkamina is legabe nedarim, if the question is what's the child's status legabe nedarim, then it's a trick question. Because lav kalifnez mandamia, v'lav kalachas mandamia. Because in that case, during the child's 13th year, when the child is 12 years old, his halachic status is not like it was when he was younger, because when he was younger than 12, his neder was worthless. And it's not like his status when he's older, because when he's older than 13, his neder is a valid neder. So it's only during this 13th year, between the ages of 12 and 13, that he's in the state of limbo, where we're going to be bodek his nedarim to see if he knows what he's talking about. So that can't be the question that the Gemara is asking. Ela l'onshin. Rather, we're talking about his halachic status, legabe onshin. And legabe, whether we would be punished for doing an avera. So says Rashi, Laonshin, why in the world would he be punished for doing an avera? The kid's not a gadol. We know that until he's a gadol, he's not a baronshin. Says the Gemara, says Rashi rather, could go into Isis Shtei Saros Tochazman. And we're obviously talking about a case where the katan is maybe Shtei Saros during that 13th year, after he's 12 years old. Dilo Isi, because if he doesn't have Shtei Saros, then afilu la'achar zman la baron shenu, then if he doesn't have the simanim of a gadol, then even after his bar mitzvah, he's not going to be a baron shen. U'la'achar zman yaisi be'saros avi gadol baron shen. And after the zman, in other words, after he's a bar mitzvah, you need two things in order to qualify as a baron shen. You need to be of the right age, and you have to have simanim. So the question is, what happens if you have simanim, but you've not yet attained that age? So in other words, before the age of 13, the boy has two simanim, and the question is in the Gemara whether he is a bar onshin. Says the Gemara, Samai. So what's the halacha? So Rav Chanina Damri Tavayu Toksman Kalif Nezman. So Rav and Rav Chanina say that Toksman, after the age of 12, it's like the kid is younger and he's not yet a Bar Onshin, even if he's maybe Shtei Sairos. Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi Damri Tavayu Toksman Kalacharzman. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi and Rav Yochanan both say that Toksman is Kalacharzman so long as the kid is older than the age of 12. And he is Mevi Shtei Sairos, he's going to be a Bar Onshin, just like as if he is over Bar Mitzvah. And Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'Simanech, and a simon to remember who says what, V'Zos Lefanim B'Yisrael. That, and this is Lefanim B'Yisrael. So what's the Rai over here? So Rashi brings two potential ideas over here. So the first idea is that this pasuk, which it comes from Megillas Rus, it says Vizos Lefanim B'Yisrael. Vizos is Lashon Nekeva, because Vizes is Lashon Zachar, Vizos is Lashon Nekeva. Rashi says that Rav Chanina, Chanina is like an effeminate name. I didn't say it, Rashi said it. Chanina is an effeminate name because it sounds sort of feminine. It ends with na. And so if you want to remember who says that Toksman is Kalifnezman, Vizos, the one who has the feminine name, Rav Chanina, Lefanim B'Yisrael. He's the one who says that Toksman is Kalifnezman. Rashi says another pshat is Vizos Lefanim B'Yisrael. Who else was Rav along with Rav Chanina? It was Rav. And the words, the letters in the name Rav are Resh and Beis. And if you look at the word B'Yisrael, the word Rav is within the word Yisrael, because the word B'Yisrael has a Resh and a Beis. And that's another, a little bit right, but that's another simen that it was Rav and Rav Chanina who say that Toksman is Kalif Nezman. Okay, says the Gemara in Avaiter. So Masav Rav Amnuna. So Rav Amnuna asks the following. Achar Zman Azeh. After this man, in other words, now we're going back to the Mishnah, after the boy reaches the age of 13 or the girl reaches the age of 12, afal pi sha'amru einan yodin l'shemi nadarnu l'shemi yikdashtun nidreya nether vektashon hektash. Even if they profess that they did not know what they were saying when they made the nether or when they were maktish something, nevertheless, their action is valid and their nether is going to be a nether. Says the Gemara, Hatoksman, but the mashmos is that before the age of 13, in other words, during that 13th year, when the child is 12 years old, Kalifnezman, then it's mashma that Kalifnezman. Now, the Rashi explains, we're not trying to make a diuk in what the status is legabe nedarim, because the Mishnah already told us explicitly that Toksman during the age of 12, from the age of 12 to 13, is not Kalifnezman, because Kalifnezman, the nether is worthless. Toksman is when we have to do the bedika, and la'acharzman is when the nether is certainly valid. But we're just trying to draw a distinction from the fact that the Mishnah, by Nedarim, says that if the kid is an adult, then even if he says that he didn't know what he was doing, then it's still valid. The Mashmos is that I batoksman, but if balagabe the halacha that toksman, that when you're within the last year before the bar bat mitzvah, it's as if you're younger than that. It's not. It doesn't have the same halachic status as after the Zman. And again, this is not meant to be a Raya Lagabe Nedarim, because by Nedarim we know that Halacha is different. This is meant to be a Raya Lagabe Onshin. So again, the Gemara's attempted proof, or the Gemara's attempted suggestion, is that after the age of 12, even if the kid is maybe Shtei Sairos and he does an Aveira, he is not going to be a Bar Onshin, because Toksman is Kilif Nezman. So Amarle Rava, so says Rava, but Ema Resha, but look at the Resha of the Mishnah. Kodem Azman Azeh, what did the Mishnah say, our Mishnah, Legabe Hilchas Nedarim, before the age of 12, Afal Pisha Amru Yodin Anu L'Shemi Nedarnu L'Shemi Yekdashnu, Ein Edreya Neder, Ve'ein Ektashen Hektish. If the kid is younger than 12, even if he says he knows what he was doing and he did it with the proper intentions, it's meaningless. Hatoksman, the Mashmos is that, but if he's already 12 years old, is Kila Acharsman. Then it's as if he's older. And again, we don't mean this legabe da halachos on Nedarim, because our Mishnah explicitly told us that by Nedarim, between the ages of 12 and 13, there's a different halacha. But the attempted raya is that, generally speaking, Toksman is kala akarsman legabe yonshin. Says the Gemara, Velohi. But the Gemara misunderstood. Rava katoi. Rava made a mistake. Who suffer Rava Mnuna me Mishnah Yesera Kadayik? Vadadayik me Seifa Lidok me Resha. Rava thought that Rava Mnuna was trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah about Nedarim, what the halacha is, Lagabe Onshin. And the Gemara rightfully points out, or Rava rightfully points out, that you can't make a diuk from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah teaches us halachas about what happens before the age of 12 and after the age of 13. And depending on which segment of the Mishnah you're going to be medayik from, you're going to reach a different conclusion, legabe tochzman, whether it's kalifnezman or kalachazman. But says the Gemara, veloi, Rav Amnuna me gufa demasnisen kadayik. Rav Amnuna is medayik from the very text of our Mishnah. He's not making an inference from what our Mishnah doesn't say. He's making a limud from what our Mishnah does say. Halaacharzman hechidami. Because laacharzman, when we talk about laacharzman, what case are we talking about? Idolo aisishtei sairos katanu. If he hasn't yet brought the simonim, if he hasn't yet brought two sairos, then he's still a katan. Elalav daisishtei sairos. Elamai. He does have two sairos. The achar zman that we're talking about is a kid who A, reached the age of bar mitzvah, B, he's maybe shtei sairos. V'tayma d'lachar zmanu. And the reason that that his nether is going to be valid is because it's l'achar zman, because he already reached the right age. The gamra la lemilse. Hatoch zman kilifnei zman. Oh, but if he was toch zman, if he hadn't yet reached the right age, even if he had shtei sairos, the halacha would be kalifnezman. He would still be treated like a katan legabe onshin. Okay, va'od masav Rav Zeira. Now again, we're going to ask Akasha. Rav Zeira asks Akasha on the idea that tochzman is kilaacharzman. Ish ki yafli lindor neder. So maltam alomar ish. Why does the pasuk use the lashon of ish? The Rabbos ben Yud Gimel Shana v'yom Echad, that it comes to include a kid who's 13 years and a day old, afal pi sheni a day alahafli, neder of kayamim. So even though he doesn't know how to really make a neder, still his neder is going to be kayam because he is a gadol. Says the Gemara, hechidami, what type of kid are we talking about? Idlo asish te sairos, if he doesn't yet have simonim, then katanu, then he's not a gadol, he's a katan. Elalav, daisish te sairos, elamai, he does have shte sairos, he does have simonim, v'taima de ben yud gimel v'yom echadu, da havile ish. Oh, so the reason that he's considered to be an ish is because he has the both criteria satisfied. Number one, he's a gadol. Number one, he's 13. And number two, he has shte sairos. Ha toksman. But if he had shtei sairos without turning the age of 13, which is called toksman, if he had shtei sairos after the age of 12, but was not yet 13 years old, the mashmos is kalifnezman, then it would be like kalifnezman, because in order to become a gadol, says Rav Zeira, you require two things, the age of 13 and shtei sairos. Tiyuptil, so that's Akasha on the Man D'Amar, who says that toksman is kalifnezman. So Amar Rav Nachman Kitanoi. So Rav Nachman says that this machlokas of Toksman Kilifnezman or Kulacharzman is like a machlokas Tanoim. So Ben Tes Shanim. So Ben Tes Shanim, a kid in his ninth year, Shehevi Beisaros, who brings two Syros, and we're wondering whether this is a simon of godless or not. No, says the Gemara Shuma, it's not really simonim, it's a mole, basically, as a growth that's causing a hair to grow out of his body, but it's not simone godless. Mi ben tes ve'ad yud beishana, from the age of 9 until the 12th year, via until 12 in a day, shuma, then again, it's considered to be a shuma, it's a mole, it's not considered to be one of the simone godless. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda omer simon. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda says, no, between the age of 9 and the age of 12 in a day, it's going to be a simon. Ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, from the age of 13 and a day, Divrei Akol, Simon. So everybody agrees that it's a Simon, that if you bring Shtei Sairos, then those Shtei Sairos are not a Shuma, not a mole. That's really going to be a Simon. And the Gemara now is going to point out the obvious problem with his Brisa that we just read, because we spoke about a kid who's younger than 9. We spoke about a kid between the age of 9 and 12 and a day. And then we spoke about a kid who's over the age of 13 and a day. So says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Amrit mi ben tes vad yud beis shana v'yom echad shuma. So you told me at first that between the age of 9 and the age of 12 in a day, if he brings the sairos, it's not a simon, rather it's a shuma, it's a mole. Ha yud gimel shana gufa. Ah, but the 13th year itself, meaning between the age of 12 in a day and 13 in a day, simon. Then it would be a simon. But v'hadar tani, but then in the very next sentence you told me, ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, simon. From the age of 13 and a day, it's a simon, hayir gimel shana, gufa, shuma. But the mashmo says that during the 13th year, i.e. between the age of 12 and a day and 13 and a day, it's not a simon, rather it's going to be a shuma. So my lav tanoihi, isn't this our machlokas tanoim? the Mar Savar Toksman Kila Akharzman, Umar Savar Toksman Kilif Nezman, that whether you learn that the halachic status during the 13th year, it's as if it's older than 13 or younger than 12, that's our machlokas, whether Toksman is Kila Akharzman or Toksman is Kilif Nezman. Says the Gemara, lo, Tkuliyama Toksman Kilif Nezman. Everybody agrees that if you bring side roads within that last year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, it's going to be Kalif Nezman. V'idi v'idi b'tinokes. So then in that case, why do we have conflicting diyukim with the status of the child in that 13th year, between the age of 12 and a day and 13 and a day? Why? Says the Gemara, V'resha Rebbe v'sefer Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Because the Resha is Rebbe. Rebbe who said that that by Etinokes Yud Gimel is La Acharzman, and by because Rebbe is the one who holds like we hold that the girl becomes a bas mitzvah at the age of 12, and therefore the 13th year by a girl is after she's already a gedola. But the Seifa, where we said that the status within the 13th year is going to be that it's a Shuma, is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and Rashi points out, who remember in our Mishnah held that he flipped the halachic status for a boy and a girl. Whereas Rebbe said the girls Nadarim are valid from the age of 12 and the boys Nadarim are valid from the age of 13. Rav Shimon ben Elazar learned the opposite. So he said that boys mature earlier. And Rashi points out, Yomar Yud Gimel B'tinokas Avi Toksman B'kol Hanach Terutzi Mekmina Toksman Kilif Nezman. Okay, so in other words, we're not arguing about whether Toksman is Kilif Nezman. We're arguing about when the girl reaches the age of godless. If you're going to say that she reaches the age of godless at age 12, then obviously in the 13th year, after the age of 12, it's going to be a simon. If you're going to hold like Rav Shimon Elazar that the girl reaches the age of godless by age 13, then in the 13th year, in other words, from age 12 to 13, she's going to be it's going to be a shuma even if she brings a simon. So we're not arguing about Toksman Kilif Nezman. Everybody agrees that Toksman is Kilif Nezman. We're arguing when the age of bas mitzvah is for a girl. Or we're saying that. Or we could also say that both cases are talking about a tinok by a male, Veresha, Reb Shimon Elazar, V'sefer Rebbe. And again, whether we hold that during the 13th year, after 12, it's going to be a simon or a shuma, depends on whether you hold that a boy reaches the age of bar mitzvah at 12 or 13. If you hold, like Reb Shimon Elazar, that the status changes at the age of 12, then during the 13th year, his simon, his cyrus, are going to be a simon. If you hold, however, that a boy reaches the age of bar mitzvah, the status of a gadol, at the age of 13, then so long as he brings Cyrus during the 13th year, between the age of 12 and 13, it's going to be Shuma, it's not going to be a Simon. So previously we've said that both are talking about a Tinok or a Tinokes, and the Machlokes is depending on whether we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar or Rebbe. Now we're going to say that we could hold like either one of these Mandi Amrim, but just say that one case is talking about a boy and one case is talking about a girl. So says the Gemara of Yibah, say Mahava Hava Rebbe Habatinok Habatinokes. That both cases are going like Rebbe. One is talking about a Tinok, one is talking about a Tinokes. So again, by a girl, according to Rebbe, if she brings Simonim during the 13th year, it's going to be a status, it's going to be a Simon, because she's already a gadol at the age of 12. By a boy, he doesn't become a gadol until 13. So if he brings within the 13th year, it's going to be a shuma. V'ibazema hava Reb Shimon Elazar Abatina kabatinokas. And again, there is no machlokas of Toksman Kilif Nezman. The whole distinction is whether we're talking about a boy or a girl. Because if you hold that the boy reaches the age of bar mitzvah earlier than anything within that year, bridging between the boy's bar mitzvah and the girl's bar mitzvah is going to be a simon for the boy. If you hold that it's the girl, then again, she's going to bring simonim earlier than the boy. Okay. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda Amar Simon. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda says it's a simon. So Amar Rav Krispidoi, Berei de Rav Shabtai, Vahusha Odan Ba. The only time it's a simon is if they remain on the child's body. And Rashi says, Kishahigdil. In other words, listen, we've been speaking about these cyros that are growing on the child's body before the child reaches the age of bar bas mitzvah. So Rav Yossi says it's a simen, but then the Gemara clarifies that's only if they remain on the body, kishahigdil, aval nishru ben tayim. But Rashi says if they fall out in between, igloi milsa de shumahu, then it's an igloi milsa, it's a gili milsa, that it was never a simen, it was only a shuma. So tani nami achi, so we learn like that. We learn another braisa like that. Ben teshon v'yom echad. If you have a kid who's 9 years old and a day, shevi beisairos shuma. It's a shuma. So mi ben tes vad yud beishana. From the age of 9 until the age of 12 and a day, ve'odan ba, and they remain on the child's body when they reach the age of gadlus. Then shuma. Then it's going to be a shuma. Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda amar simen. But Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda says that it's a simen. So here we say that Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda says it's a simen only so long as the hair that grew before the age of bar mitzvah remains on the kid's body after he reaches the age of bar mitzvah. Whereas the Tanna Kamma says that even if the hair remains on the body after the age of bar mitzvah, still because it grew before the age of bar mitzvah, it's going to be a shuma, it's not going to be a simen. So Amar Rava, Rava now paskens halacha, Hilchisa Tochsman Kilifnezman. The halacha is Tochsman is Kilifnezman, like we'd been assuming up to this point on the Yamud. Rav Shmuel Barzutra Masnila Lishmaitse de Rava Bahai Lishna. And Rav Shmuel Barzutra learned the statement of Rava, learned the teaching of Rava in the following lashon. Amar Rava, Ktana, we phrase this halacha Lagabe the halachos of Mion and Chalitza. So Ktana, Kol Yudbe Shana, for all of her 12th year, Mema'enes, she could do Mion. So what's Mion? Mion is a procedure through which the Ktana can refuse marriage if her mother or her brother accepted Kedushin on her behalf. So we know that, let's say you have a child who is not yet a Gedola. So the child is not of the age of majority. She doesn't have Das to accept Kedushin for herself. So long as she's a Ketana, if she has a father, then the father is allowed to accept Kedushin on her behalf on a Daraisa level. And therefore, if she wants to absolve the marriage, if she wants to nullify the marriage, she requires a get. What if she's a Yesoma, if she doesn't have a father? So the halacha is that either her brother or her mother are able to accept Kedushin on her behalf, and it was like Zera the Rabbanon, so that they shouldn't come to Znos, so that they should be with a husband. However, that Kedushin doesn't operate, it's not effective on a Daraisa level, it's only effective on a Darabbanon level. And because it's only effective on a Darabbanon level, she doesn't need a get if she later wants to break the marriage while she's still a katana. So before she becomes a gedola, she could do what's called mion, which is that she's refusing the marriage. So says the Gemara again. So I'm a Rava, katana kol yud be shana, a katana for all of her 12th year, meaning even in her 12th year between the age of 11 and 12, mama enes vaholeches, she could do mion the entire year. And says Rashi, "Memenes v'oleches ve'ein choshish en shema via beisaros tafilu avia shuman in ovainu tochsman kilef nezman." We're not afraid that between the age of 11 and 12, maybe she has two cyrus and maybe she's a gdola and therefore she requires a get. And we're not afraid of that because tochsman, if she has the cyrus before, then kilef nezman, then it's as if kilef nezman, and they're meaningless. So therefore, we're not afraid that she's a gedola. We say that she's still a ketana. Therefore, she could do mion the entire year. Mikan ve'elech, however, after the age of 12, eina mamenes, she cannot do mion. However, ve'eina choletzes, but also she can't do chalitza. So says the Gemara, ha'guf akasha, you're now putting her in a state of limbo. What category are you placing her in? Amrit eina mamenes. You're telling me that she can't do mion. Alma gdoli. Why can't she do mian? Mistama, she can't do mian because she's a gdola. I gdolahi. But if she's a gdola, tachlots, so let her do chalitza. What's the problem? And if you want to say, well, the problem is that we're mesupuk, whether she's a gadol or a katan. But were we mesupuk? Vama Rava. But Rava says, Ktana shegia lechlal shnosea, a ktana who reaches her years, in other words, meaning once she becomes 12 years old, once she reaches the status of a gdola, eina tzricha bedika, she doesn't require bedika, Chazaka hivia simanim, because it's a chazaka that she brought simanim. So if you're going to tell me that from the time the girl turns age 12, then she doesn't require bedika because it's a chazaka that she has simanim, why can't she do a chalitza after she turns the age of 12? We should know for sure, bevados, that she's a gedola. Says the Gemara, hani mili bestama. That's only because by a stam girl, you're right. What this brisa tells me is that by a stam girl, if I never did a bedika, after she turns the age of 12, I don't have to do a bedika. I could assume that she has simanim. I could assume she brought Beis Cyrus. But aval hacha to bodku velo ashkechu. Velo ashkechu lo. However, over here, where they did a bedika and they didn't find Cyrus, then we have conclusive proof that she's not a gdola. Because what have we been saying the whole time along in this daf? That in order to become a gadol or a gdola, you need two things. You need to be the right age, and you need to bring two cyros. So long as you never did a bedika, you could assume that the kid has shtei cyros. If, however, you did a bedika and you see that they don't have shtei cyros, then they're not a gadol. But says the Gemara, but now I have vaiter a problem. Iachi to mine. But if so, if we see that she doesn't have cyros, so why can't she do miyun any longer? Then she's a ktana, she should be able to do miyun. Says the Gemara, choshishin shema nashru, because we're afraid maybe she had cyros and maybe they fell out. And that's why we don't really know what status she has. Says the Gemara, but honey, chlam on the amar choshishin. But that only works according to the man the amar who holds that we actually are sometimes afraid that the kid brought shtei cyros and then they fell out. But according to the Mandemar, who says that we're not afraid for hair falling out, Michael Amar, what can we say? The Itmar, Rav Papa Amar Ein Choshen Shem Nasru, Rav Nasru, Rav Papi Amar Choshen. That here's a Machlokas, Amaram, whether we're Choshesh that the Simanim fell out or not. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Linyan Chalitza. That's only Linyan Chalitza that we're not Choshesh. Avala Inyan Mion Choshen. However, for Mion, we are Choshesh. And says Rashi, Aval Inyan Mian Choshesh Chashinan, Shema Nashru, we're afraid that maybe they fell out and she really is a Gdola, even though now she doesn't have any hair. Lechumra, the Kanababia Baiget. And therefore, we're Choshesh Lechumra, that maybe she really is a Gdola. And when they had relations, the Baal was Koner on a Daraisa level because now she's a Gdola, and maybe now she actually requires a get. So Mechlal, Demanda Amar Choshashin, Choletzes. But it's mashma that according to the Mandi Amar, who says that Choshishin, that we are afraid that maybe they fell out, that she could do Chalitza, because we're afraid that maybe she's a Gdola, V'choshishin bi'alma kamar. But all we said was Choshishin. In other words, and Rashi spells it out here, V'lo vadai nashru, v'chashinin l'chumra mashma. This is only like a chumra. So in other words, we don't know what to do with this girl. So says the Gemara, Elili olam delo badka. Really, we didn't do a bedika. It's not like we know that she doesn't have any hair. We didn't do a bedika. If we didn't do a bedika, so I thought we could assume that once the girl turns the age of 12, she's a gdola. Says the Gemara, linen chalitza chayshinan. However, linen chalitza, we are going to be afraid. And says Rashi, linen chalitza chayshinan garsinan klomer linen chalitza misham hachi ina choletzes the chayshinan shema loeviyu simanim, because we're afraid maybe she never brought simanim. V'dekachalacham a Rava chazaka via simanim. Aye, but you're going to ask me, I thought Rava said it's a chazaka that as soon as the girl turns 12 that she brought simanim. Lokasha. When did Rava say it's chazaka? Rava only said it's chazaka in that the chazaka is good enough to take her out of the status of miyun. To bring her into the status of chalitza, that's not going to be enough. And the Gemara is now going to explain this. But for chalitza, she's going to require a bedika. And the reason is because we are not going to be somech on a chazaka lekula by dinam daraisa. Chazaka, chalitza is a din daraisa. And if we're going to let her do chalitza, it's going to be a kula because she's able to do chalitza now. We're going to treat her as a gedola. But we're not allowed to be somech on a kula by a din daraisa. However, by mion, where the marriage is only a derabbanan, that the marriage, we're going to be somech on the chazakah, and therefore she's going to be allowed to do miyan. So says the Gemara, Amar Avdimi min Arda. Hilchasa, the halacha is like this. Choshashin shema nashru. We're afraid maybe hairs fell out, and therefore, says Rashi, if she becomes the age of 12, and we do a bedika of her body, and it turns out that she doesn't have hair, still, lo mamamenes. She is not able to do mian because we're afraid that maybe she had shtei sairos and they fell out. Yeah, but the only time we're going to say she's not allowed to do mian, even after the age of 12, if we know for sure she doesn't have shtei sairos, is only where the actual marriage took place before Zman, in other words, when she was a Nara, but then they had Bia La'akarzman after she became a Gdola. Dikas Feka Daraisa, because now this is Safek Daraisa, because when the husband had relations with his wife after she became a Gdola, maybe that was really a Kedushin Daraisa, and therefore we're not going to let her do Mian to absolve this Kedushin that might be a Kedushin Midaraisa. Avo Meikara Lo. However, Meikara not, if they didn't sort of re-consummate the Kedushin on a Daraisa level after she became 12, then we're not going to be afraid and we're going to let her do Mian. So Amar Rav Huna, Hiktish V'achal. Now we're going to switch gears again, talking about the status of a Katan and certain actions that he does. So Amar Rav Huna, Hiktish V'achal Loka. If a mufla samach leish, if somebody who is able to make a neder, like we saw in our Mishnah yesterday, so let's say a boy during his 13th year, between the age of 12 and 13, a girl after the age of 11, so they were maktish something, and then they ate the hektish, they were molba hektish, loka, they get malchus. So why are they going to get malchus? They're going to get malchus because even though ordinarily they're not of our own shin, we know that their nadarim are effective. And if their nadarim are effective, then they got to get malchus if they violate their neder. Shenemar ish ki yafli lindar, velo yachel devaro. And the pasuk continues, velo yachel devaro. You're not allowed to make a mockery. You're not allowed to go against. You're not allowed to violate your neder. So kol she yesh no baflo, yesh no babal yachel. Kol she ina baflo, ina babal yachel. Says the Gemara, anybody who is capable of making a good neder is going to be chaya for bal yachel if he then violates the neder. Anybody who's not capable of making a neder is not going to be chayav on bal yachel. Since this mufla samach leish, his neder is a valid neder. Therefore, if he violates the neder, he's going to be chayav for violating the neder. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Amnuna bar Yehuda l'Rava, Rav Amnuna bar Yehuda asks a question on Rava, l'siyui l'Rav Huna, and as a raya to Rav Huna. So Rava had argued on Rav Huna, and Rava had said that in the year before Bar Mitzvah, a katan is not punished if he violates his neder, even if he knows how to make a neder, the katan is not going to be punished. So Rav Huna Rav Yehuda asks a question on Rava and wants to support Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one who just told us that hiktash v'yokal loke, that if the katan who's mufla samach l'ish makes a neder and then violates the neder, he gets malchus. Says the Gemara, l'fi shematzinu she'ish v'akosav akotan l'gadol l'zodon shvua u'l'isser u'l'bal yachel. Because we see, flipping over to Mem Vav and Mabez, that the Pasuk compares a katan to a gadol, legabe the lochos of Shvua, and Isser, and Bal Yachel. So Yachel Yechayev Alektesho Karban, I might think that if he's Mol Be'ektish, then he's actually Chayev a Karban, Tamalomar Ze'adavar. So it says, no, Ze'adavar, that applies only to a gadol and not to a katan. But Ketani Mias, but says the Gemara, you just told me an interesting thing, that Hishva Kosav Katan Legadol, legabe shvua and leisser and bal yachel. So isn't bal yachel the isser that we're talking about? What in the world are we talking about? So ketani mias leisser ula bal yachel chayev. But it says that by isser and bal yachel you're going to be chayev. So doesn't it mean that you're violating the isser? You're over on the isser. And your chayav malchus for violating the iser. So this is a raya to Rav Huna, who says that a mufla somach leish who violates his neder is going to be chayav malchus. Says the Gemara, no, emar leiser bal yachel. We read it wrong. We were reading it leiser and bal yachel, meaning that he violates the iser and he's chayav malchus. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what I meant. I meant leiser bal yachel, that he violates an iser, but he doesn't necessarily get malchus. It says the Gemara, says the Gemara, Ema le'isra b'ayachel. So isra b'ayachel, manavshach. Im mafla samachlesh daraisa. If mafla samachlesh is daraisa and is nedarim and his hektish is a good hektish, so milkanami lilku, then he should get malchus. Vim mafla samachlesh lav daraisa. And if mafla samachlesh is not daraisa, because really mi daraisa on a daraisa level, his nedarim are not valid and his hektish is not valid, so isra nami leka. So he shouldn't violate an isra either. But you're putting him in a state of limbo where he's going to violate the isra and not be chayav malchus for violating the isra. Why in the world would he ever be in this strange position? It's like a very conflicting, contradictory position to be in. Says the Gemara, La'osanam usharan olav. No, we're not talking about whether he gets malchus. We're talking about whether those who are muzer, those who are charged with regulating the behavior of this katan, whether those people are going to get malchus. Shema mina, katan ochal nevelos, that if you have a katan who's ochal nevelos, based in mitzuvan alav lafrisho, then basin is going to be chayev to separate him from the iser. And that's why, if this katan, the mufla samach la'ish, is making nedarim, and we see him violating his neder, it could be that the people who are chayev to watch him, his parents, might get an iser if their child is violating the neder. Says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayaskinan, over here we're talking about a situation, kagon shehiktish hu vi'achlu acherim. And we're talking about a situation where he was makdish it, and others ate it. Says the Gemara, but ani chlaman der mehiktish hu v'achlu acherim lokin. That works according to the man who says that if a kid is makdish something, and somebody else eats it, then that other person gets malchus for violating the hektish. But according to the Mandemar, who says that other people cannot get malchus for violating the hektish, for deconsecrating the hektish of a katan, so Michael Amemar. So again, what case are we talking about? The Itmar, because this is a machlokes. Hiktishu v'yachlu acherim. If he's makdish, if the katan, the mufla samachlish is makdish something and others eat it, Rav Kana Amar ain loken. Rav Kana says those people do not get malchus for violating the kid's hektish. Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish damri tavayu loken. Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish hold that you do get malchus, says the Gemara. Midrabanan, that yeah, they're gonna violate an Isser midrabanan. Vikra asmachta bialma, and the pasuk is only an asmachta. So in other words, midrabanan. So Rashi explains very midrabanan. Klomar madyamar ein lokin mukim ladiktani leisur lebal yachel kaduk minan leisur bal yachel isur bialma midrabanan. And we're talking about there's only an isur midrabanan, not an isur daraisa. That's why you're not getting malchus. Umikra dechiyafli diktani shishva kosav asmachta bialma. We have a pasuk hiyafli ish kiyafli, which teaches me that when the katan is making a neder, it's a real neder. So this man the Amar will obviously have to say, well, there is a pasuk, but the pasuk is not teaching me a din daraisa. It's only in a smachta. It's teaching me a din midrabanan. Says the Gemara Gufa. New discussion. Hiktish v'yachlu acherim. If the kid is makdish something, the mufla samachlish is makdish something, and other people eat it, Rav Kana Amar ein lokin, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish damar tavayu lokin. So b'maika miflgi, what are we arguing about? Mar sevar mufla samachlish daraisa. One says a mufla samachlish is midaraisa, and that's why you're going to get malchus if you eat his hektish. Mar sevar mufla samachlish midrabanan. And the other mandemar holds that mufla samachlish is only midrabanan, and therefore you're not going to get malchus if you eat his hektish. So Moser Rav Yirmiyah, so Rav Yirmiyah asks the following question. Yisoma shenadra, a yisoma who makes a neder. So we know that ordinarily speaking, a father is allowed to be mafer the nedarim of his daughter, or a baal is allowed to be mafer the nedarim, mefer the nedarim of his wife. So let's say you have a yisoma who's a ktana, she's not yet a gdola, and she doesn't have a father therefore, but she made a neder, Bala Meferla. So her husband, and again, her husband is only her husband on a Drabbanadika level, because she doesn't have a father. The father is the only person who would have been able to give her over in a Kedusha Midaraisa. She doesn't have a father. Obviously, her brother or her mother gave her over in Kedusha. So until she becomes the age of Gadol and they have Bia, she's only his wife on a Drabbana level. So we say, Yisoma Shenadra Baila, Yisoma Shenadra, Yisoma that takes a neder, Baila Meferla. Her husband can be made for the neder. So if you want to say that a muflas amar klesh drabanan, that the neder is only valid on a drabanan level, so also nusuin drabanan mavatli neder drabanan. So her husband, who was her husband only on a drabanan level, can be made for her nedarim because her nedarim are only valid on a drabanan level. Eliyam daraisa. But if you want to say that muflas amar klesh daraisa, that the nedarim are valid on a daraisa level, so also nusuin drabanan mavatli neder daraisa. So the nusuin, the husband who's only her husband on a drabanadika level, is going to come and be made for her nedarim, which are valid on a daraisa level. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Bala made for la mimanafshach. Now the baal could be made for mimanafshach. Why? Idrabanan drabananu. If her nedarim are valid only in a drabanan level, then his marriage is valid on the drabanan level too, and therefore he's able to be made for her nedarim. Idaraisa. But if it's a daraisa, if her neder is valid on a daraisa level, so why are you allowed to be made for the nedarim? Because katan ochal nevelos who, then she's considered to be a katan ochal nevelos, the ain basin mitzuvin alav lafrisho, and basin is not mitzuveh to be mafreshim from the iser, and therefore, even if the afara of the baal is not going to be valid, it doesn't bother us because there's no mitzvah to prevent the katan from doing an iser. The Rashba doesn't begin to understand what this means, because even though there might not be a halachic imperative to prevent the katan, the katana, from doing an iser, over here we're creating the appearance as if the hafara is effective. So she thinks she's not doing an iser, but really she is doing an iser. So it's almost like we're duping her into doing an iser. So the Rashba doesn't understand what in the world we're talking about here. But okay, but we're talking about aim based on mitzvah and love of Yisho. So in other words, is the hafara going to be valid? Maybe not, but we don't care. It doesn't necessarily bother us. But says the Gemara, vachi gadla, but when she gets older, when she becomes a gadol, achla bafara kamaisa, then she's gonna eat the hektish on account of the previous afara. But the previous afara you told me just now wasn't valid. So Amar Rabba Bar Levi Bala Meferla Kol Shah Vishah. No, so the husband keeps doing repeated hafara. So therefore, when she becomes a gadol, she's going to have hafara that was done after she already became a gdola. V'hu shabal. And that's so long as he was bal, or after she became a gdola. So therefore, she is his wife on a doraisa level. Says the Gemara, what do you mean the baal is mefer the neder after she became a gadol? Vaha ain't a baal mefer bekodman. But the baal can't be mefer a neder that was taken before the marriage. And if they first consecrated the marriage, if they consummated rather the marriage on a daraisa level after she became a gdola, how could the baal have been mefer a neder that was made before the marriage was done on the daraisa level? Says the Gemara, "Kedura Pinchas mishmei derava, demara Pinchas mishmei derava, kol anoderes altas baali no deres." Then any woman is no deres, is no deres. Al das baila, and therefore, and Rashi points out, Akhtana al daito shalze nodra, the chiamran ain't a baal mefer bekodman, echad les la baal bishas nadar klal. Says Rashi, an important yesod. When do we say in a baal mefer bekodman? That means the baal can't be mefer and neder that she took before she was married. Because she was never envisioning, she was never assuming that the baal was going to be mefer the neder. However, the baal, after he's her baal on a daraisa level, could be made for nedarim made while they were married, but only on a drabana level, because even though they weren't yet married midaraisa, when she made the neder, she made it al das that the baal could be made for the neder. All right, we'll stop here. The rabbi is back tomorrow. We'll pick up from Amar Abaya.